This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again. This is WGOD Radio. I'm Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're in the book of Revelation. We're wrapping up chapter 4 here today. For more information on this ministry, to hear prior programs, you can go to WGODontheair.net. I welcome you to go there. There's also a link on that page that says Discuss Today's Broadcast. I encourage you to go there, leave some comments. Also, I invite you to like our Facebook page, which is WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, you'll find us at the same place, at WGOD Radio, all one word. I invite you, follow along with us here. You're going to hear great and tremendous programs on here with our studies here, with the sermons from Sunday. You know, we need to be filling our minds with truth because there's a lack of truth out there. And that's why I call this program what it is, WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We let God do the speaking here in this program. We're in Revelation chapter 4. We're looking at this awesome sight of the throne of God. Chapter 4, John, he was taken up into heaven and he sees this throne. Well, he says, immediately I was in the spirit. Verse 2, and behold, a throne was set in heaven. Now, my Bible translation describes the throne, not the one sitting on the throne. My translation here says, I was in the spirit, and a throne was set in heaven. And now in parentheses, I have, and one was sitting on the throne. Let me leave out the parentheses and read it. Immediately, I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, similar in appearance to a jasper and sardius stone. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Either way, it doesn't matter what it is, because God is full of splendor and majesty, and he is awesome and all-powerful. It doesn't matter which one is describing. This can be describing either one and both of them, because heaven is going to be a glorious sight. His throne is glorious. He is glorious and full of majesty. And yet, I think of what the Lord Jesus Christ said, what he says to you, friend. He says, he who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's a promise to you. I see all around me today the signs of the end of the age as Christians are being slaughtered and killed in the streets around the world and now right here in this country too. It started here now where Christians are being killed. They're being killed because of the name of Jesus Christ. That's why Muslims are killing Christians because Christians love them. How satanic is that? It's all from the pit of hell. And we're seeing these things happening right now. Jesus says, to him who overcomes, I will grant to him to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame. And he had to overcome tremendous evil, everything that Satan could throw at him. And we're seeing the same kind of stuff here today, friend. We're seeing the same kind of stuff here in America. God wants you to have unshakable faith. Let me say, too, to everyone that downloads this podcast in other countries as well, we're praying for you here. I'm praying for you. I encourage you, stay strong in the Word. The Lord is with you wherever you go. Paul said in his last day, he said, everyone forsook me, but the Lord stood by me. He stood by his side. I believe that's literal. The Lord stood by his side, as he'll stand by your side, as he stood by Daniel, as he was in the lion's den, as he stood by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego when they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. The king Nebuchadnezzar goes, whoa, wait a minute. I see four people in there, and the fourth looks like the Son of God. You see, the Son of God will stand by you today as well. What's required of you and I, friend, is to overcome this evil world. Satan knows that his time is very short here now. I believe you and I are going to see the return of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lifetime. That's a double-edged sword. What an awesome thing to be alive at the end of the age or at the beginning. You know, to be alive in the year one. You know, to see Jesus Christ with your own eyes, to have him walk down the street right in front of you. Can you imagine that? Or no matter where you are, think of that. You're outside cutting your grass on a Saturday morning, and the Son of Almighty God walks by you, turns around, looks at you, and says, come, follow me. Imagine that. What a time to be alive. Likewise, the time is coming very soon where the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come again. He promised 2,000 years ago, I will come again and receive you unto myself so that where I am, there you may be also. And oh boy, I believe we're coming really close to that time. And the Lord wants you to have unshakable faith. You see, he says, yet once more I'll shake not only the heaven, but the earth so that those things that cannot be shaken may remain, and that needs to be your faith today, friend. You see, this is why God makes your life difficult. God makes your life difficult so that you can have unshakable faith so that when Mr. Muslim shows up on your door, you'll tell him to take a hike, that you have unshakable faith, that you'll be like Stephen and say, I see heaven parted, and I see the Son of God standing at the right hand of the Father. You and I need to have unshakable faith. And we get unshakable faith by hardship, by trouble, by persecution, by a difficult life. Now, this is one you might not want to hear, but by sickness. This is why Paul said, I delight in my sicknesses. I delight in my asthenias, the Greek word, weakness, sickness, persecution. I delight in them. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he says, therefore, I will most rather boast in my weaknesses or sicknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest on me. Therefore, I delight in weaknesses, insults. Look at the list of things that brings the Apostle Paul unspeakable joy. I delight in them. I delight in weakness, insults, calamities, persecution. Do you delight in persecution? I don't. I fail at this one. You could write a big red F next to Paul Esposito on this one. I don't delight in persecution. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 12, verse 25, he who loves his life will lose it. He who hates his life in this world will keep it unto life eternal. I'm still working on that. Maybe you're already there. Pray for me if you are, because I'm not there. I still need help. I delight in weaknesses, insults, calamities, persecution, distresses, for Christ's sake, for, meaning it's not all in vain. There's a reason for all this. God's not just throwing darts at a dartboard. Things don't just happen to you willy-nilly for no reason. There's a purpose for it. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Friend, the time is coming where you too are going to sit on this very throne that we're looking at here, similar to a jasper and sardius stone. And there was a rainbow around it, an appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones. On the thrones, I saw 24 elders, presbyteros, elders. clothed in white robes, and on their heads crowns of gold. From the throne proceeded lightnings, voices, and thunders. Seven torches of fire were burning before his throne, which are the seven spirits of God, or sevenfold spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, in all his perfection. Now, before the throne was something like a sea. This is verse 6, chapter 4, verse 6 of Revelation. Before the throne was something like a sea of glass, similar to crystal. In the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living beings full of eyes in front and in back. Now, yesterday I invited you to go and read Ezekiel chapter 1, and you'll see these same protectors of the throne of God. The first living being was like a lion. The second living being was like a calf. The third living being had the face of a man, and the fourth living being was like a flying eagle. And the four living beings, each one having six wings apiece, were full of eyes around and within, and they never rest day or night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, he who was and who is and who is to come." That's Almighty God, past, present, future. That's what his name means. I am. I am. You are. He is. I am is everything. It's the name of Jehovah, the name of Almighty God. Ego Eimi in Greek. Yahweh in Hebrew. I am. Has no beginning. Has no ending. He's always existed. And they're worshiping him for who he is. Whenever the living beings give glory and honor and thanksgiving to him who sits on the throne, to him that lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne, and they worship him that lives forever and ever. And they cast their crowns before the throne, saying, "You are worthy, our Lord and God, the Holy One, to receive glory and honor and power, because you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created." That's the end of chapter 4. My encouragement to you is, do you want to be a part of that? Well, someone's already done all the work. That is the Son of God, who's died on the cross for you because he wants to redeem you and take your sins away. He wants to ensure that you take part in this. And what's required of you, all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord. The Bible says all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, there's more to it than that. You have to receive Jesus Christ. You have to call on his name. "Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you are the Son of God. I receive you today. I turn and repent of my sins. I receive you today. I call you and I acknowledge you as my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name I pray." It's in your name I pray. Amen. When you can pray a prayer like that, you will be a part of this group here in heaven. Have you received Jesus yet as your Savior? He wants you to be a part of this. Is your name written in the Book of Life? We'll be back again soon with a new program here on WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time.
To the cross, and I saw the face of mercy in that place of love.